Our scripture reading today comes from Matthew chapter 3, beginning at verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." And then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. And at that moment, heaven was spread, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from God said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." And then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and he said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." And after Jesus spent his time in the wilderness, he came back to the civilization to serve. Today is the day that we in the church remember the baptism of our Lord Jesus. Donna's not here today because she's in Winston-Salem, where our two youngest grandchildren are being baptized. You know, when I was young, I don't see any children that young, really young, I mean a baby, I was put up for adoption. Of course, I didn't know it at the time, and this was the kind of adoption that you never really had to leave your parents, so that was a good thing, I guess. But nonetheless, I was put up for adoption, and thank goodness that I was adopted. My parents dressed me up one Sunday morning in pretty new clothes and wrapped me in a snuggly blanket, and we went on to church. This was the day that I would be placed in adoption. My dad carried me because my mom carried my twin sister. The next thing I knew, they were handing my sister to this big guy, and he was talking to her for a little bit. They handed just her, not me. I stayed with my dad. I didn't know what was happening, but I didn't really cry. I felt fairly secure. And then pretty soon, here comes my sister back to mom. I knew they wouldn't take her. Oh, then Dad handed me over. I was surprised when a splash of water plopped on my head and rolled down my nose and down my forehead and down my cheek. This man was talking to me. I didn't understand what he was saying, but I felt pretty calm. But then the best thing happened. My mom handed my sister to this man, and one in each arm, he walked down an aisle, much like this aisle, and there were people on either side, and they were grinning, and some of them I heard commenting how cute I was. Well, maybe they said they. I don't know. But before I knew it, I was back in my dad's arms, and we all went and sat down again, and I went to sleep. It was all over. No big deal. Heather Shackelford, Connie Knight, Hilda Pena, Marie Parker, Harold Taylor, Jay Thompson. What do all these people have in common? They all have the last name, Christian. Different days, different years, but all celebrate their birth into Christ's family. Do you remember when you were initiated into Christ's holy church? Do you remember when you were incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit? Noting all the time that this was God's gift offered to us without price? You know, if we don't know, as I have not been able to nail down the exact date of my baptism, but if we don't know it, then pick a day and celebrate that time. Well, preacher, why do we need to take time to remember that? Well, let me ask you. Is it a significant day Is it a notable day as we look back on it? Is it a consequential event in your life? In the life of your children or your spouse or your loved ones? And if your baptism was not significant or consequential in your life and had no meaning, then, well, you're probably right. Why bother to remember that time? But today we take time in the Christian year to remember the baptism of Jesus. Now, I point out that he was not christened. We christened boats. And he was not dedicated. God is doing the giving here. We're not dedicating anything. When Jesus went to John the Baptist to be baptized, we read in all four Gospels that the Holy Spirit came upon him. In Mark, we read, and immediately coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting and the Spirit of the descending upon him like a dove. Well, that's the mystery. That's the glory. That's the power of Christian baptism. The Holy Spirit is the gift of God gives to us. God's action prior to our response, given free of charge, no payment required, nothing asked for in return. Through baptism, we acknowledge that gift. Baptism is our initiation into Christ's church, an act of faith in God, a willingness to let the Holy Spirit enter in, and it's an acceptance of God's prevenient grace. Now, through baptism and the love and care and guidance and nurturing of our parents in the case of infant baptism, and through baptism and the love and care and guidance and nurturing of the entire congregation in every case, we begin a new life, a life with Christ. Baptism is a sign of profession, the mark of difference whereby Christians are distinguished from others that are not baptized. It's a reminder to others and to ourselves that we have a responsibility to live our lives modeled after Christ. It's also a reminder to other members of Christ's church that they too have responsibilities to be upheld. For the baptized and the witnessing and supporting congregation, baptism is an acknowledgement that through this sacrament, we are accepting God's grace and are allowing the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit to be present in us and work through us. Well, this leads us to the rest of the story. Baptism and then what? Baptism and then what? Well, Mark, we read immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. In Matthew, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness. The Spirit is now the guide. Baptism is the appetizer, the main course is a Christian life, the fruits of God's grace. The Holy Spirit is the conscience, the power that leads us on our Christian walk. Now, when did Christ begin his ministry? After he was baptized. And so it shall be with us. The purpose of our baptism was to anoint, the purpose of the baptism of Jesus was to anoint him with the Spirit and to authenticate him by the Father for beginning his ministry. Then did he go into the wilderness and face the temptations of the devil? Then did he return to civilization and begin preaching, teaching, and healing and serving? Then did he return to the people and begin ministering to them? And so it shall be with us. But you say, how can we minister to the people? How can I do anything for anybody? Well, hear this. In the service of baptism, we say we, the congregation, pledge to minister. We say, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? And we say, yes, we do. Well, is that the way people see you? Or do they see you gossiping or fudging on your income tax or withholding your tithe? Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care? And we pledge, yes, we will.
Well, look around you. There is someone you know who is a member of this church that isn't here today or hasn't been here for some time. In response to our pledge that we made at our baptism and their baptism, have you even called that person and shared with them that you missed them in church, in Sunday school? Okay, how else can we minister to the people? Well, we pledge that we will surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness, that they may grow in their trust of God and be found faithful in their service to others. We say that we'll pray for them, that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. Are we praying for our congregation? Each time that we encounter the story of Jesus' baptism, yea, every baptism that we are a witness to and part of, we are powerfully reminded that God does name us and calls us into a ministry that claims us in a personal, public, and sacramental way. Every time someone is baptized, that service should be a service of remembrance for us, a service of renewal for us of our own baptism. And it should be an occasion when we go back to the meaning of your own baptism and ask whether it was an empty form or whether it was the hand of Christ laid upon you that claimed you and showed you the cross by which you were bought. You were claimed and set apart as Christ's, in Christ's baptism, by Christ and by his church in his behalf. The baptismal service is not solely for the one being baptized. It is an act principally for the church. And so, baptism, and then what? Well, baptism, and then proclaim the good news. Live according to the example of Christ. Pray for each other. And be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open. All desires are known. And from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And now turn in your hymnal to page 50. As we join together in the service of congregational reaffirmation of the baptismal covenant, and as you read and say the words, hear them, take them into your heart, remember your baptism, and be thankful. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. And this is God's gift, offered to us without price. Now, through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism. We acknowledge what God is doing for us, and we affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. Please stand, if you may, can. As we say again our profession of faith. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior? Put your whole trust in his grace and promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races. According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful to this holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? Then And let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen. Be seated. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit, and by this gift of water, call to our remembrance the grace declared to us in our baptism. For you have washed away our sins, and you clothe us with righteousness throughout our lives, that dying and rising with Christ, we may share in his final victory.
All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit, lives and reigns forever. Amen.
I'm going to invite each one of you to come and play in the water and remember your baptism. At the bottom of this bowl is a stone. Reach in and grab one and then put it in your pocket or your purse or your coin purse. And each time during the week that you find and rediscover that stone, remember your baptism and be grateful. For those who may not be baptized yet, do not worry, this will not baptize you. But we offer you to come and invite you to come and feel the cleansing water that we are initiated in Christ's holy church through. So I invite the choir to come first, and then you come. Remember your baptism and be thankful.